And we're very pleased to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight the director of the Porter County Library, Jesse Butts. And he's going to tell us about some exciting things going on this coming month, but one of which is really important. So, Jesse, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome, Jesse.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Big exciting thing we have coming up is our library grand opening for our Rotary Library Garden on May 12th at 6:30 in the evening. This has been the culmination of a pretty large effort with donors and grant opportunities and the city of Valparaiso. So we're extremely excited about this opening.
And so are we.
Oh, yeah. And where's the garden located at?
It's right across the street from our Valparaiso branch here in town on Jefferson Street, 106 Jefferson. So it's directly across on the south side of the library. It's tough to miss. It's a beautiful setup.
Did the Valpo Creative Council have anything to do with that?
They did not. So this was actually kind of the brainchild of the library board of trustees and staff working together to make it a reality. So our partnerships included OCRA, that's that Office of Rural Community Affairs, with the state of Indiana, the Redevelopment Commission here in Valpo, Valpo City, and a lot of private donors, including Rotary, is making it their big centennial project.
So is the sculpture, what are the future plans for the garden? I'm sure there are other future plans. Do you have the sculpture that we talked about before in place?
So we actually have 4 out of 5 of our sculptures in place. So they look just fantastic. There's kind of unique interpretive pieces, and then there's some children's book, Booger Bear and Stinker Fish. They kind of have that children's book feel to it. But we still have one spot available in the garden with a pre-poured pad that we can't wait for a donor to find the right sculpture that they would love to bring into the garden.
So what's the experience walking into the garden? Like, what things are there? We know about the sculpture, but what other things are there for someone who, is it an area that you'd want to go and contemplate your book after you check it out of the library?
In seating areas, is there shaded areas?
Yeah. So actually there's all of those things. So you're going to come in through the gates that are actually designed to look like a book, which is just a fantastic opening entry. But you'll come through and we have a nice bridge that kind of takes you through this magical little space where we have a storyboard trail for children's books, where it's a self-guided story tour that'll take place throughout the guided path around the areas. There are 2 large seating areas on either side of the garden so that a family could just sit down and relax. One of them is in a nice shaded area in a corner. As you come through, you'll be able to see a lot of native plants and wild areas with our bioswale sort of features, a lot of different textures. So we tried to represent Porter County throughout the garden with things like sandy areas and grassy areas and wood. And then we have our fantastic fog walk where you'll be able to press a button and a cool mist will come up out of the ground to kind of really have a mystical sort of feel to it as you come through the garden and finish up. And then, of course, we have our main pavilion where we're going to be able to have library programming. We'll be able to have weddings and such in there in a nice big open pavilion style setup where there's tables where you can sit outside and eat your lunch and relax with a group of folks. And then during the day, there'll even be food trucks that'll be there at our food truck gates to be able to get some lunch, sit and relax in it. So it's a wonderful space to just walk through, experience, settle, read a book, relax, whatever you'd like.
So what is the event capacity, like the weddings you're talking about? Is there a cap on it?
Yeah, I believe it's around 110, 120, somewhere in that range. We're actually going to be working with the Porter County Expo to come out and help us because they're kind of experts in that catering field side of things. So they're going to come out and help us narrow in on that capacity so we're very comfortable with it.
If you want to use it for like a private thing, like a wedding or something, they would book that through your office then?
Yep. You can reach out through my website here at pcpls.org. You can go on there. There's going to be opportunities to do private rentals on there. We really want to make it a nice experience for everybody and have be a great addition to the community.
You know, we have about a minute and a half left. What other things are going on in May if we go in the library system, I should say, because you have 6 branches?
Yeah, so for the library system, it's all about gearing up for our summer reading celebration. So that's going to be a summer-long program where we're really trying to help kids make sure that they're reading throughout the year and keep that summer slide from happening. So everything we're doing is about getting geared up for that, adding new materials. We're adding things like homeschool kits and teacher toolkits for next year. So it's all about getting those kids ready for learning for the fall.
Great. I saw that you had some great You're still having quite a bit of online programming for the things for because of the pandemic.
Yeah, our virtual programming continues to be very popular. And so we have online story times, and those are actually going to be getting more and more sophisticated as they go on, as we have a brand new green screen and sound editing studio. So we expect some pretty exciting things in that in the coming months.
As a photographer, I love using green screen when I was doing publicity photos. It makes it so much easier. So tell us once again about the grand opening, where it is, when it is, and for the public.
Here, the Rotary Library Garden grand opening celebration is going to be on May 12th at 6:30 in the evening. It's going to be open for everybody. Hope everybody can come out and enjoy. It's going to be a great time held by all.
And there's no charge for admission, right?
No charge for anything the library does. That's right.
Well, we'd like to thank Jesse Butts from the Porter County Library, director of that, and talking about the Rotary Library Garden. Thanks so much for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks for having me, guys.